With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures titled Be Frugal, It Begins at Our Table.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
People who drink alcohol and smoke as well as eating meat, they have not been well informed, madam. So we will have to make them aware of the harmful effect of these actions and substances. The long damaging effects of these substances include all forms of cancer, sickness, heart problems, incurable diseases, fatal diseases from smoking as well as shortening life. Alcohol is most damaging to the nervous system. It's shrinking our brain, nerves, and can even cause damage to our brain system. While meat eating makes us susceptible to many forms of disease, as well as heart problems and cancer, overconsumption in general can lead to even more mass production and overuse of such harmful substances, you know, as pesticides, which hurt our fragile ecosystem, causing disastrous effect for not only humans but flora and fauna as well. So it is true that we should be more aware and inform others about all this impact on the life of every being on the planet. Through this, as well as the animal-sparing vegetarian lifestyle, we will naturally become more frugal, clear-minded, and more loving, and help to stop world hunger, war, and disease forever.
자, 우울 암수들이 өөрчлөлтийг бууруулахад иргэн бүр, залуу хүн бүр бол оролцох хэрэгтэй гэдэг бол бид бүхэн бүгдээрээ мэдж байна. За, дэлхийн өнөөдөр энэ маягаар бол бидэнд учрах хор аюулыг ч гэсэн бид бүхэн бас хамтдаа мэдэрч энэ танхимд сууж байна. Гэхдээ дэлхийн ертөнцийг аврах цагаан хоолтон болохоос өөрийн боломжууд байдаг талаар та бас тодорхой хэлж өгөхийг хүсье. За, би өөрөө бас цагаан хоолтон болъё гэж бодож явдаг. Гэвч надад бол тийм орчин үнэхээр бас бүрдэж өгөхгүй байгаа. Тийм учраас улс орны удирдагчдыг үүнд уриалахад бид хэрхэн яаж оролцвол амжилтанд хүрэх юм боломж байна вэ? Ер нь одоо энэ уриалга үйл ажиллагааны ард бас ямар нэгэн шашны үйл ажиллагаа байгаа юу? Энэ талаар бас би тодруулж асуумаар их хурц та энэ тал дээр бас санаа хэлхийг хүсье.
Young Mr. Cuthbert, I am impressed by your efforts as a young man who tried to improve yourself and help our world. The first step is vegetarian. Again and again. I'm sorry, if I have other solution, I would have told you, and we don't need this conference. Because vegetarian is the quickest and most effective and long-lasting forever. And it will halt the global warming right where it is, and it will even improve our world. Our world will become better because of the loving energy that we generate. Being vegetarian stops the killing circle and reduces greenhouse gases most quickly. Planting trees, green technology, sustainable energy, etc., etc., can help also. But it takes longer time and it's not karmically effective. We can maybe use a green technology or riding bicycle forever, banish all the cars. But that's not enough, as I have told you before. Being vegetarian, we stop 80% of global warming, the greenhouse gases, we stop. So, vegetarian. I mean vegan. But everything else we can try. We have to be frugal in any case. But we don't have time to even develop technology, even if there is such thing as a technology to develop to erase greenhouse gases and stop the global warming. We do not have enough time to wait in this critical, dangerous period of world peril. It will only worsen the effect if we keep waiting longer and longer. We have to start to be vegetarian, because a noble lifestyle, a compassionate energy will dispel all the bad karma, all the negative influence that has been created from the killing of other beings. They have been crying, screaming, and their suffering reaches heaven and pierces the earth. We cannot reap anything good out of something so bad like that. We must foster loving kindness. We must begin benevolent action. Just to be vegetarian, that's very simple. Nothing else truly necessary for the moment. Thank you.
Цаг үеийн олсон онцгой хэмжээнд оролцож байгаадаа би талархаж байна. Миний хувьд сүүлийн жилүүдэд хоол уулсруулах эрдэнэ эмгийн судлалыг дагнан эмчилж байгаа эмч хүн. Би танаас нэг асуулт асууя. Би С вирусээр үүсгэсэн одоо элэгний архаг өвчтэй хүмүүс цагаан хоолыг хэрэглэхэд уурга дутгдах уу? Уурга яаж нөхөх вэ?
All right, sir. You see, the virus B affect people through the disposable unhygienic syringe and cause the liver to become hard. So it is contracted through unclean needle, through the blood of another also. And virus C is contracted through unclean hands as well. So we just need to be more hygienic in handling this. Yes. Thank you anyway for your question. First of all, in the case of animal protein, excessive amounts can actually cause health problems, not helping, including kidney failure from calcium imbalance. Studies have also shown that people who eat meat have even more vitamin deficiencies than vegetarians, 7 times moreover. Furthermore, if you are vegetarian, your immune system is even stronger, so you will not catch these diseases even. Professionals in the field of nutrition state that the vegetarian diet, especially organic vegan diet, is the one people should turn to when they have health problems that cannot be cured by other means, even medicine and the latest invention of modern technology even. So these same persons often experience beneficial changes very quickly and cure for long-lasting health. Vegetarians have been found to live up to 15 years longer than their meat-eating counterparts. And in terms of acquiring protein, there is plenty that can be found from all sorts of beans, nuts, tofu, gluten, corn, rice, and seeds. We have this information stated on our alternative living flyers. our association member in Mongolia, we'd be glad to give it to you. So the animal-free lifestyle is a successful, productive, healthy, and frugal way to live for everyone. And it also helps to save the planet.
Yeah, 안녕하십니까. 조선일보 김동영 기자입니다. 네, 만나서 반갑습니다. 질문은 짧게 드리겠습니다. 지구 온난화를 비롯한 이런 환경 문제를 해결하는 데 있어서 종교의 역할이 무엇인지, 그리고 또 시민들이 당장 할 수 있는 일이 뭐 채식 말고는 혹시 없는 건지 그런 점을 좀 보고 싶습니다.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Kim. First of all, I would like to thank journalists such as yourself for carrying out the very crucial role of informing the public at large about our planetary crisis and the solution to climate change. I think your question is very important. Religious leaders can give voice and strive to be a living example of the noble teachings according to their original founders, such as Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, Buddha, Guru Nanak, etc., etc., who espoused the compassionate vegetarian lifestyle. The scriptures from the teachings of these sages all emphasize the need to care for one another and be good stewards of our earth. In the Christian Bible, it is said that meat for the belly and the belly for meat, but God will destroy both it and them. The Buddhist Mahaparinirvana Sutra also stated that eating meat destroys the seed of compassion. And a meat eater's every action will terrify all beings due to their bodily scent of meat. Therefore, religious adherents need to be reminded that to solve the environmental problem, we need to put these teachings into action. And the most effective action is something that citizens can do immediately. Be veg. Of course, another is go green, meaning take care of the environment and be frugal in our usage. To be veg is living in accordance with our true religious beliefs. Forgoing meat and adopting the plant-based lifestyle means we put the principle of compassion into action. So please, continue your noble duty as a reporter to remind people of the dignified moral lives that humans should lead by being veg and doing good deeds, apart from going green. Thank you, Mr. Kim Dong-hyun, for such a noble journalistic approach that you are doing.
Thank you, Master.
One of the things I'm very concerned about, just as an ordinary citizen of this world, is the increased use of nuclear power. It's common nowadays for scientists and governments in the world to claim that nuclear power is in fact the only way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to solve the energy needs of our rapidly growing population and our increasingly materially developed society. It seems that to any intelligent, rational person, nuclear wastes are simply far too dangerous to be using that as a power source. So I'm wondering if you think that this is actually a totally wrong way of looking at the problem, that we should be using a very dangerous power source to deal with this exponential growth of material developments and human population. Maybe we should be going the other way and looking at simplifying our lives and our material needs and even drastically reducing population growth. I'd appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
Good day, Ms. Thompson. How are you doing, Mike?
Great.
Thanks for your very enlightened and caring and very, very important question. Yes, you are right. Nuclear energy is not the all solution answer. But if we are frugal and use less on materials, we can decrease some of our reliance on energy sources and reduce somewhat our greenhouse gas emission. But as mentioned earlier, being vegan is the most frugal and the key to a more secure and stable world.
We appreciate your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Join us again next Friday for part 3 of Be Frugal, It Begins at Our Table. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned. We wish you a safe and blessed weekend.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.